Hello, everyone. We are crotchety old men.
And a woman.
And we are here for season two, episode two. Speaking of deuces, we'll get to that momentarily. But we'd like to say thank you to our listeners who actually sent us a lot of positive feedback last week saying they liked it. But I did get one email from a good friend of mine out in Herndon, Virginia, who actually said he liked me singing. So I may have to bring that back every once in a while.
I'm not sure about that, Arden.
Well, we'll try. So we're trying different types of music. And if you have your own music and you want us to play it, let us know. We'll play anything, as you can just tell. Going with a little upbeat orchestra music right there, some strings. You had an interesting day yesterday. I think, and you said you didn't want to share it, but it's too funny not to share.
I guess this is a new Holtz Bar show. So, Arden, I've told you about my problem, due to some of the medications I take, I get very constipated. This is very embarrassing already. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
So, about a year ago, I found a product on Amazon called Colon Cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, well, I'll give it a try. And immediately after taking those pills, within a few hours, I had a massive bowel movement. I have no idea how to say it otherwise.
Oh, very clean, by the way. Okay. I would have said letting it fly.
All right. Well, it didn't end there.
Okay.
As soon as I got up and, ready mm-hmm. to move on with my day, I had to sit back down on the toilet
okay.
again, over and over again.
Like a colonoscopy.
Yeah. And I mean, it lasted for 2 days.
Oh, wow. That's
just with
stuff.
One dose.
One dose. Okay.
And so anyway, it's, going into the weekend, I thought I'd go ahead and take a couple pills so I would feel better. By Monday.
Okay.
So,
makes total sense.
But I'd gotten used to these pills overall. So I took my two in the morning, and unfortunately, I decided to go out. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I, wanted to go to the grocery store.
Of course, because there was potential snowmageddon here in Virginia.
Right. And, I started walking when I got in there, and I was like, my stomach started making the sounds.
The gurgle.
The gurgle. And I could just feel the pressure coming for it to just explode.
Okay.
So I immediately tried to, make a beeline for their bathroom. Thank God I knew where it was.
Now, what grocery store was this? Was it Giant, Food Lion, Kroger?
It was Giant.
Okay.
I don't know how that's relevant, but it was Giant.
Our people need to know.
Okay. So,
maybe
I don't know. I mean, again, we're getting very crude here, but, I get down aisle 18. And I'm within 30 feet of that bathroom, and I have to do the old freeze and hold all your muscles of your entire body so that nothing comes out. And I did my best. I was like sweating. I'm sure people were looking at me like I was really messed up. So it didn't go well because I started to move a little too quickly. I was horrified. I basically finally made it. And then on top of that, I kind of have a phobia of going to the bathroom if somebody else is in the bathroom, even if there's obviously separate stalls. So, of course, there was a woman in there. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Did you let it fly?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I had already leaked, so.
Did you shard?
I guess that's when you what you want to call it.
That's when you fart and shit at the same time. Did you have one of them?
I had to freeze my body again.
Oh, in the bathroom.
Yes. And
okay.
As soon as, I basically waited to go into the stall because I knew the noises were going to fly. So finally she gets up and washes her hands, and I'm sitting there frozen and sweating. And she finally leaves, and I get to the toilet, and it all comes out.
Were you like, "Oh Lordy, that felt good."
But then I was like sweating bullets on how the hell I was going to get out of that bathroom and back to my car.
Because I'm assuming you were pretty loud in there. You were tooting ridiculously.
Yeah. I mean, Artem, what would you have done?
Probably the same thing. I would have been in total panic mode. I would have been there, and I would have been like, I would have had my cell phone, and I would have just sat there waiting and get that rush of sweat going down there, and you feel like you're clenching your butt cheeks as tight as possible. Yeah. Then once that person leaves,
it
would explode, and I would be like, "Oh, thank God, it's over."
I can't believe I'm being this crude, but it's a true story. It's basically traumatic when something like that happens.
Abigail.
I did have a baseball hat on, so I just put that on my ass. Carried it like I had it around my back on my ass, so hoping nobody could see. If there was anything to see, I was too afraid to look.
Clean up on aisle 18.
But needless to say, I got in my car and I went home in total shame.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. But hey, at least you finally went. So at least you're regular now.
So I can testify those pills work. But you need to know your boundaries and your limits. And going out in public is probably not a good idea until you know you're done.
Well, someone, not myself, because I would have been laughing if I saw that person do that. But someone who is more sympathetic would have been like, "Honey, it's okay. We're all human. We do these things. It's natural." Yeah, I would have been laughing too hard. I would have been on the ground crying. I'd be like, "Yeah, she pooped her pants." Because I'm a child.
Well, another quick story.
Okay.
Same thing. I'm on a business trip. I have to go to the bathroom so bad. I'm in my room. So I did. And it wasn't pretty. Obviously, not that shitting's ever pretty. But I clogged the toilet at a hotel. So it's not like I could go out and buy a plunger. I was in the middle of Chicago, in Chicago downtown, and it was after hours. What was I going to do? There was nowhere to go. So I had to call the maintenance man. And I just sat in the corner of the room in my chair. I let him in. I just said, "Here it is." And I went back and sat down, and he was in there helping getting it out and then cleaning it up as much as he could.
And you were there.
And I was horrified. And the man just came out and he's like, "Don't worry about it. We're all human."
See, there are those people.
When I told my sister that, she laughed so hard, and she said I should have just walked out of that hotel.
I would have.
And not even bother to check out. Just call back and say you checked out.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll share some of my exciting pooping stories in Yankee Stadium or in Montreal, Canada, where they didn't have stalls and you had to look at the other people, which was even as bad.
That is horrifying.
Yeah, but maybe at another time. But we actually had this idea. We were forming this idea a while ago, and this kind of triggered it. But we were actually thinking about trying products. My brother actually was telling me about how he's using all of these like butcher soaps made from like real animal fat and trying like eating things, because he actually had fruitcake for the first time. And so I was like, you know what, we could try foods on our own. So while I was at the grocery store today, not having to poop, I was thinking, I saw Inca Kola. Have you ever seen Inca Kola?
No.
Oh, it's like usually in the heritage section, I think that's what they call it. Basically the Latin American section with a few other other countries' foods. And they had Inca Kola is yellow, and it's some kind of soda of some sort. So I'm thinking I'm gonna buy that for next week, and we're gonna try it on the air. I didn't know, but we want our fans, if you have ideas Send us what you want us to try. It could be food, it could be a product, it could be a shampoo, it could be anything. And we'll do it because I have no problem humiliating myself. Doesn't matter
and
what
clearly
it is.
I don't either.
Yes, you, yes, you pooped in public, which is disgusting.
But, screw you, Arden.
But anyway, send us a text. You can email us. We are crotchetyoldman@gmail.com. We are crotchetyoldman@gmail.com. Or you can find us at crotchetyoldman on Twitter. If you're one of our many, what do we have, like 2,000 followers on Twitter, feel free. Let us know what you want us to try. Like I said, it could be food, could be a product. Doesn't matter. We are willing to do that. Now, we actually got another thing from my brother. He was telling me about some kind of underwear challenge where you actually would be a guy. What was it? He put on 36 pairs of underwear in a minute.
Correct.
Okay. First of all, that's kind of bizarre. So I decided that's something I could try in my apartment, and we're going to try it right now. Now, I'm not going to go with 36, and I'm not going to have a minute to do this, as I don't have a headset, so I'm just gonna be doing this probably yelling and trying for poor Abigail to try to listen to me, but I'm gonna try, I think, 8 pairs of underwear in 30 seconds.
Arden, I know you really want to do this, but I am a little concerned. I mean, what if you trip and the underwear rips and you fall and hit your head?
I'm willing to risk my life for this show. So I'm about to go and get changed. And I am going to, so Abigail, you're in charge. I'm just going to go over here and try to get ready. And you
get ready, okay, and I'll do a countdown, and we'll see how well you do.
Hold on, got to get up.
All right. And what we'll do is, you know, keep the timer going, though, just to see how long it actually takes him. But
okay, I don't know how many pairs of underwear I have here. 2, 3, 4, 5. I got like 8 or 9 pairs. Okay, so I'm getting limber. I am not naked, so I do have a pair of underwear on right now. So I just want to, so for any of those people who are having the choice, actually, they're really nice. Abigail gave me these for my birthday.
Why don't you take the shirt off, though? Because that might interfere.
Oh, he's one. Dun, 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 dun. All right, I'm taking the shirt off. The shirt is coming. Oh, yeah. Now I look good. Hey, okay. This is an adult entertainment show.
All right.
Take it off.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, I cheated for a second. Hold on. Of course, I don't have them pointing all one way.
One.
No, it's not even on yet.
Okay, one.
Okay, I got one. You got to find the hole. I could put them on backwards, but I think that would be cheating.
Two.
This is not as easy as it looks. Okay, this is an old pair, so they're easier to get on.
Three.
You know what also they didn't think about? They get tighter as you go.
Four, and you have passed 30 seconds.
Oh my God, hold on. Well, keep
but
going.
Keep going.
Keep going. I don't even, oh, I can't find where, oh, there's the front. Oh, shit.
Careful.
I'm going to trip on something. Wow, this is so much harder than you would think. I now, what am I up to? They're so tight.
I'm just watching the clock. You passed a minute now.
There's no way. I can't think of, you've got to be so skinny. You gotta have really small testicles and a small penis.
All right,
hold
just
on,
your
I got last
pair.
One. Hold
careful.
On. Oh my God, I feel like Steve Urkel.
Can I do that?
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm gonna give you a recap. As I'm taking these off, because I think I have a hernia, and I think the doctor needs to check it. This is so painful. All right, so going to our next story as I'm going to try to find my testicles.
Arden, I guess I can't tell you to be that crude. I mean, you can't be that crude.
Oh my God, that's
ever again
part.
After my story in the opening of the show.
Oh, that's the hardest thing. It's not about the time. It's they get tighter and tighter. Okay, so tell us about. Tell us about the Golden Globes or something.
Oh, you know, I like to peruse the headlines a lot, you know, on my laptop. And I certainly would never watch the Golden Globes, but there was the headline that they get, you know, the winners essentially get a swag bag.
Swag bag.
Do you want to know how much the value was of the gifts in this bag, Arden?
Hold on,
he's got to recover. He's trying to recover. All right. So, can you just guess how much money, worth of items was in this bag?
$10,000.
Wrong.
Ouch.
It was actually $500,000 worth of goodies. And these goodies included a very expensive $50,000 yacht voyage to Indonesia.
Okay.
$20,000 trip to the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
$15,000 trip to New Zealand. And I'm going to stop. I mean, I know that one of the last ones was the most expensive wine on the earth.
Wow.
Not in America.
What's it called?
I do not know because I was disgusted. Because, you know, these rich people are already wealthy out the gazoo. And maybe the Golden Globe should consider donating that money to causes that really need it. And I want to make them feel guilty. How about St. Jude's? Okay?
I like St. Jude's.
$500,000. You're giving it to these wealthy people. How condescending. And, you know, they're the first ones to come out about charity and things like that. And it's just disgusting to me.
Can I chime in for a second? Now, during the writer's strike, I honestly could care less. I really didn't. But now I actually understand the writer's strike a little bit more. I mean, they don't get nearly the amount of money that the actors and everything else do. But here's where you could actually start to see it. I mean, they're getting 500. Do the writers get part of that money? Do they get any swag?
I don't think so.
Do I get swag? I ain't got no swag.
No.
I got underwear rash right now. Sorry, I'm still out of breath. By the way, I don't think I could take 36 pairs of underwear off, much less 36 pairs of underwear on. That's impossible. That really was hard. I'm in pain and I'm tired. Sorry, back to the swag bag.
I'm done. I just, like I said, a $500,000 bag goes to each of the winners at the Golden Globes. Nice. And that's just outrageous. And I just wanted to just touch upon that.
That's okay. Well, speaking of actresses, you were telling me you saw something about Jodie Foster.
Yeah, Jodie Foster actually has a headline that says that the Gen Z attitude really irritates her. And I found that very interesting that, you know, a big actress like that is going to mock, you know, or say bad things about a younger generation.
Well, what's worse, her or Jane Fonda bashing America, sitting on top of any aircraft battery?
Yeah, I think Jane Fonda won the Golden Globe for that.
Oh,
why not?
Why not? And then she probably makes fun of Gen X's. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out here.
Main thing Jodie mentioned was that one specific area she felt their attitude is annoying is work.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, sometimes their attitude is, oh, I'm not feeling well today, so I'll come in at 10:30. They don't ask, they tell.
Right.
And, you know, that is a big difference. And she also mentioned that she critiqued somebody's email and wrote back and said, you know, your grammar's incorrect. And the person actually wrote back, why would I do that as far as re-editing it?
Right.
And they said, isn't that kind of limiting?
Well, wouldn't that get Jodie Foster a swag bag?
I don't know. All I know is
that, no, it's, why
isn't that limiting? Bag? You know, I I have, you know, I'm starting to work with this generation, and not all of them are that way.
No. But, a lot of them are actually really hard.
But you can see the attitudes on TV, mm-hmm. you know, essentially that they're just so entitled.
Right.
And one day they're going to wake up and hopefully see how the real world lives.
Well, you're crotchety today.
Well, I mean, that's the name of the show. I know people don't want us to go there, but, you know, I have to at maybe least report on the news.
Maybe it was the irritable bowel syndrome.
Shut up.
Sorry. Oh, that, I'm sorry. So, today is the last day of the NFL season. Do you care? You're a big Commanders fan. Do you care about what's going on in football?
You know, my brother has been talking about draft picks and how the schedule's going to be next year. You know, it really makes a big deal if the Redskins lose or if they win. And that's all noise to me. At the end of the day, I want the Cowboys to lose any game they play in.
Nice. Now, knowing that the Commanders are not going to be in the playoffs this year, mm-hmm. is there any team you would like to see, like a team like Detroit or anyone like that?
Yeah, I want an underdog team that hasn't won the big game yet. And obviously if that happens, that means the Cowboys will lose. Yes. And what would really make my day is if they lose in the first round with an interception that Dak Prescott throws. That would make my day.
Wow, you really don't like Mr. Prescott. What's his first name?
Dak.
Dak. Is that short for anything?
I'm not going to.
Wow, I don't know anything about football anymore. I did see that my former team, the Dolphins, were possibly winning the AFC East. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that. I actually just saw that today. I was like, look at that. Go team go. But so we might have some negative news here, but I'm not sure. We use a company called Audacity for our podcasts, and they actually just went chapter 11. They just they were a lot bigger than this is me not being naive, by the way. They actually are a multi-billion dollar company, and they actually bought CBS Radio. So they're really big, but they just went chapter 11. Hopefully we'll soon have a podcast. I don't know, but we'll be here. We'll find another way if we can. We also got some ideas. We might be going to YouTube if we, you know, if we can go. So we're going to try doing that. 2024 is going to be big for us, I think. We're going to have, we're hoping to find people to help us. We're still looking for people to join our show. So if you want to be on the show, like I said, reach out. We are crotchetyoldmen@gmail.com. We are crotchetyoldmen@gmail.com or Twitter @crotchetyoldmen, not .com, just @crotchetyoldmen. Feel free to reach out. Just trying to think, anything else going on?
I don't think so, Arden. I mean, obviously, I have humiliated myself on this show.
You did, but did it very well.
I did it to make everyone laugh.
And it was, hey, you're sacrificing. We both took it for the team. But anyway, what do you think? Should we sing again to some classical music or just let it go?
Play some music if you have it handy.
Okay, so here we go. Maybe. Oh, it would help if I turn it on, by the way. So can I sing to this sort of? We are crotchety.
No.
That's
please
just,
don't.
Okay, so just we are crotchety old men.
And a woman.
Thank you for enjoying the show.
And we're signing off. Good night.
Good night, everyone.